Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening is joining us on the line. As the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, Jessica Nail joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at your team coming into 2026, you've got a lot of experience back from last year's team. A lot of sophomores and juniors from a year ago now, juniors and seniors, definitely looking to get this program back up to close to the level where it's been in the past. But just looking at this roster, the work they put in throughout the summer and even into camps and maybe a camp last week as well, just what kind of improvements have you seen from this squad here from the start of summer workouts to now getting into the first week of practice?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of strong senior leadership now this summer. Like you said, a lot of these seniors this year have been, you know, a part of the varsity roster the last few years. So they are coming in with a lot of experience. They've been really strong leaders in the gym. They've been showing up all summer long. So it's been, again, good to have that senior leadership in the gym. We also have a strong, you know, freshman class coming in that just have been playing together for a long time. They seem to know the sport really well. So just kind of having, you know, that senior group, that freshman group, and then everyone in between really working together throughout the summer has been good. I feel like, again, there's been a lot of positivity in the gym, a lot of good effort. I think they're working well together, you know, like I said, freshman through senior right now. So it's been good to see.
And starting off with the front row, it's definitely a group that will have some size and athleticism up front. Blair Askelson, Ella Fenneran, kind of in the middle, are two athletes that have really improved by leaps and bounds last year. You also bring back a right-side attacker and a solid hitter in Ella Engstrom. Also, Harper Nerline, somebody that, you know, even as a setter would play a little bit of front row as well for this squad. And just looking at those that are coming back on that front line, and like you said, maybe some younger athletes that are ready to step up to the varsity level, just what have you seen from those that will be playing that front row here in 2026?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ella Fenneran, she led us in kills and blocks last year, so it's good to, you know, have her back still only as a junior this season. Blair got hurt, you know, middle of the season, so that was kind of a bummer. But she's been in the gym all summer feeling pretty good, and we've seen a lot of good things with her. Kind of, she's one that we can put anywhere really in the front row, and she's able to help us out. She can step up and use her hands and set for us as well. So she's just an all-around good athlete. Ella Engstrom's been showing a lot of improvement, just consistency with us. She's probably gonna play more of that outside. You know, we lost Claire and Jacqueline, so we lost both our outside hitters that were seniors last year, so we're just trying to fill that outside spot this season, and she's been doing a lot of good things for us on the outside now, and her passing is really strong too, so she's, again, another all-around player for us in the front row. And then, yeah, you know, we have Harper who led us in assists, so it's good to have our main setter back this season as well.
And looking at the back row, there is going to be a little bit more to replace on the back row. That's where a lot of the seniors from a year ago resided, was in that back row. We do have your libero Quinn Brooks back as a senior, part of that senior leadership you talked about. Elsewhere, it looks like it's going to be a lot of new faces in the back row. Just what have you seen from those girls that are working in the back row?
Yeah, like I said, we have Quinn back this year. She was our libero for us. We also have Ashlyn Smith back there. She played back row for us last year, so definitely two strong seniors that just, you know how to get it done in the back row. I think also looking at our front row, I feel like we have a lot more players that can play all the way around for us. We might not need just that back row specific player if we can get some of those front row players to be able to play, you know, a full six rotation as well. And then again, we also have some underclassmen that we're just kind of looking, like I said, we need to still figure out that outside position, and maybe, you know, just having some girls be able to step in and play some back row here and there, help us out with their serve. We have a couple setters in the, you know, that underclassmen group that could come in. Still not sure if we're thinking of 5-1 or 6-2 yet for that. So we did bring some underclassmen to that team camp on Friday. We didn't have all of our senior members able to go, and you know, they really are fitting in well. They're communicating well together, playing well. So they've jumped in and done a really good job for us as well.
And as we look at the slate that opens the season, you actually have a scrimmage at the end of this week with West Hancock coming up on Friday at your home gym to kind of gauge where things are here before we get into the season. Then you guys hit the ground running with a home date with Forest City in a conference matchup on the 27th, and then you have your home tournament on the 29th at St. Edmund, followed by that on September 3rd. So this team hits the ground running pretty quickly, and just from where we are now here, the start, official start of practice, to when we get to those first sets of matches, what is maybe one or two areas that you and the staff are really looking at to see how much better you guys can get at before games get underway?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have this scrimmage this week. It's a pretty informal one that, you know, we can try to get a lot of different girls in, try some different lineups. So that's always nice before you get into, you know, that main competition. It's also nice to finally have a game before our home tournament. I feel like usually we're starting at that home tournament, so it'll be nice to get a game in against Forest City. You know, having them join our conference now will be a little different for us, but looking forward to that one. Ultimately, you know, I think we're really hopeful in our offense. I feel like we have just one more extra year of experience with this senior group. Hopefully we can find a lot more to get involved in our offense to help us be more successful. You know, like last year, we kind of relied a lot on Ella Finneran, but I feel like we have a lot more that, you know, are showing that they've grown in that area. They're showing a lot more consistency. So just finding ways to move the ball around. So we're not always trying to hit one girl all the time in the front row. And then just a little more gritty on defense, you know, just trying to keep those balls alive, those hustle plays. I feel like we've been seeing a lot of that. Obviously serve receive for us is always something we're putting an emphasis on. We, you know, do it every day. Can't get a lot, you know, of our offense going without it. But, you know, even at our scrimmage at Iowa Central, we were seeing a lot of girls get involved in offense. So that was exciting to see. And I think we can just keep that going. And again, just keep the positivity, the good, strong leadership. And I think we'll have a lot of success with that this year.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with preseason practices and your first slate of matches coming up here soon.
Thank you.
That was head coach Jess Nail of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowgirls volleyball team here on our Coach Speak program, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Eagle Grove coach Jenna Whipple after the break on 95.7 FM.